With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Yo, the daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question, yo.
Yo. I wasn't expecting 90s hip hop rain to show up.
We told him to bring it, so he did.
Next time put him in a backwards hat so I know.
Oh man, was rain. Good job.
I'm so sorry that it threw you.
Don't apologize to him. He's supposed to be a professional.
Are yo smarter than Katie?
Oh, there you go.
Apostrophe.
All right, playing
spray painted on a brick wall.
Ooh, and it's fun.
Yeah. Playing this winning is Brooke from Rockland. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
A CPA that does taxes. Thank you, Kevin, for clarifying that on there. I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh.
Can you say your a firm, an agency?
Well, actually, I work for SMUD.
Oh, okay.
So, how are you a CPA for SMUD?
Well, so I'm a CPA. I have my license, but I'm an accountant
for SMUD. I see.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you do Kevin's taxes? Because I don't think Kevin's done his taxes ever.
Have you done them,
no.
Kevin?
Every year.
He says he's done them every year.
Yeah, we'll find out.
But Daddy said that was sass.
No.
Yeah. All right.
And my son used to go to school with Katie's daughter.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Very nice.
Well, I hope I don't embarrass you.
No.
Or maybe I hope you don't embarrass me.
Brooke, go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
All right, Brooke, you're playing for $220 today. All you got to do is get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gavin, are you ready?
Yes.
Katie is out of the studio. She cannot hear these questions. Question number one. In The Little Mermaid, who does Chef Louis famously attempt to try and catch and cook?
3 seconds. Three, two.
Sebastian.
Question two. Yesterday was National Lumberjack Day. I'm so sorry you missed that. What is the paper towel brand with the lumberjack as its mascot?
Brawny.
Question three, on this day in 1779, John Adams was appointed to negotiate peace terms with the British during the Revolutionary War. John Adams would later go on to be the second president of the United States. John Quincy Adams would become the sixth president. What relation did John Quincy Adams have to John Adams? Nephew, son, or cousin?
I'm going to say nephew.
Question four, growing up, Katy Perry said she was not allowed to eat Lucky Charms cereal because, quote, luck was linked to the devil, according to her parents.
Oh, boy.
They also made her call them angel eggs instead of deviled eggs.
Oh, boy.
What is the most famous slogan for Lucky Charms cereal?
They're magically delicious.
And question five, a Florida man got a hole-in-one golfing this week for his 100th birthday. He still plays every day, and this isn't his first ace. He's hit about 8 of them in the last 80 years that he's been playing. 8 is what percent of 80?
10%.
Katie!
Oh. She comes walking in the room, and here she comes. We're on the
I didn't know he was going to freestyle for us.
Best I could do on the fly. Sorry.
It was great.
Katie, you are going for your 297th win today.
Oh, boy.
It's almost too much to handle.
I know. So much pressure. Here we go. Question one. In The Little Mermaid, who does Chef Louis famously attempt to try and catch and cook?
Sebastian.
Correct.
Zut alors, I have missed one.
Ho, ho, ho.
Question two. Yesterday was National Lumberjack Day. Sorry you missed it, Katie.
Oh, I didn't.
What is the paper towel brand with the lumberjack as its mascot?
Brawny.
Correct. Question three. On this day in 1779, John Adams was appointed to negotiate peace terms with the British during the Revolutionary War. John Adams would later go on to be the second president of the United States. John Quincy Adams would become the sixth president. What relation did John Quincy Adams have to John Adams?
They were father and son.
That is correct.
I didn't realize you were there.
She didn't even need your multiple choice.
Didn't need the multiple choice. That's fine, too. Question four. Growing up, Katy Perry said she was not allowed to eat Lucky Charms cereal because, quote, luck was linked to the devil, according to her parents.
We all say that. Mm-hmm.
They also made her call them angel eggs instead of deviled eggs. What is the most famous slogan for Lucky Charms cereal?
They're magically delicious.
Correct.
Sure are.
And question five, a Florida man got a hole-in-one golfing this week for his 100th birthday. He still plays every day, and this isn't his first ace. He's hit about eight of them in the last 80 years he's been playing. Eight is what percent of 80?
10%?
Oh! She got it!
I broke this can of silly string.
Where did the silly string keep coming from?
You got some silly string on your eye. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Where are you hiding those?
You never know.
You never know. They could appear out of nowhere.
Literally out of nowhere.
Right. Oh.
What a day.
Well, yeah. So that means today's final score, Brooke 4, Katie 5.
Super clean win.
$240 we will play for on Monday. Her record, 297 wins and 55 losses.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie, guys.
How did she do it?
That took me by such surprise.
You thought you were going to stump her on something?
I thought so. That I was
Which one?
Frantically looking around, and I could not find anything to throw.
So he just kept hitting the counter and hitting the other counter and hitting the other counter.
Do what Katie does and just throw a pair of scissors at her.
Yeah, I'll remember that next time.
I only threaten to throw scissors. I never actually do it.
No, you've done it.
Yeah, I think you have. Yeah. Remember, I was wearing the helmet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my, how we've forgotten that. All right. Well, Brooke, I am sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
Nope.
Well, that's all right.
Nope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.